There was one emperor, Spanish by birth, who understood that even the world's biggest empire needed to know its limits. And he, of course, was destined, in Britain at any rate, to be remembered by a wall.
When we think of Hadrian's Wall, we tend to think of the Romans rather like US cavalrymen, deep in Indian country, defending the flag, peering through the cracks and waiting nervously for war drums and smoke signals, a place where paranoia sweated from every stone. But it wasn't really like that at all. As fantastically ambitious as this was, stretching 73 miles from coast to coast, from the Solway to the Tyne, and although Hadrian probably conceived it in response to a rebellion on the part of those people whom the Romans loftily referred to as Britunculi, nasty, wretched little Brits, almost certainly he didn't mean it as an impermeable barrier against barbarian onslaught from the north. The wall was studded with mile castles and turrets and forts like this one at Halstead's. But as Britain settled down in the second century AD, these places became upcountry hill stations, more like social centres and business centres than really grim, heavily manned barracks. So the purpose of these forts became not to prevent people going to and fro, so much as to control and observe them. The forts in particular became a place where a kind of customs scam was imposed on those trying to do business on one side or the other. So maybe it's better to think of the wall not so much as a fence, but rather as a spine around which control of northern Britain toughened, hardened, and prospered.